Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, how was the week? Stressful? Angry? Someone made you angry? You made yourself angry? Yeah, look, I can relate to that. It happens all the time. So look, as you know from last week, this isn't really a full episode. It's not a conventional episode is what I mean. It's not a conversation with somebody because, you know, for the first time in, well, however long we've been going, I don't have an episode to give you. We will have next week. It's grand. We'll get back to normal. But all is not lost. Because at the moment, I'm filming away in Lincolnshire. So I'm at this hotel, right, last night. And I'm starving. So I go out to get some food. And I'm walking down the stairs. And I hear something. And I thought, well, it's not from the bar. It can't be from coming from the bar downstairs. I'm too high. So I open the door to the function room. Nothing there. So I creep down the stairs further and further. And what I can hear is growing. And I get to the bottom flight of the stairs. And I look through to the dining room. And I see maybe 25, 30 people in a sort of a horseshoe shape, all sat down. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want to wait. But what I can tell you is these people's faces, right, they were joyous. They were so happy in what they were doing. And all of a sudden, it came to me. I went, right. So I legged it right back up to my room. I thought, I've got to record this. So I take my voice recorder everywhere with me now just in case. And luckily, I did. So I switch it on. Shit. Batteries flat. I whack the batteries in the charger to charge up. And I'm going, that's going to take about bloody 25 minutes. So I'm going, come on. I've got the least amount of charge on them. So I'll wait till the halfway, 15, 20 minutes. And I'm praying that they're still there. And I go back downstairs. And luckily they are. So I knock on the door. And I just explain the feeling that I felt when I saw them and heard what they were doing. And I said, look, I'm here just doing some work, but when I'm not doing this, I do a podcast. So I had a bit of a natter with her and explained a bit about it. And I said, look, would you do me a favour? Because last week it was World Kindness Day, wasn't it? I said, could you play me something? Because of the joy of your faces and obviously what it means to you, what you do, would you play me something that I could record, that I could put on the podcast? Originally, it was going to be an introduction, but it's actually now it's a moment because obviously we don't have an episode. And they said, yeah, no problem. What about this? And they told me what they would do. And I said, that's absolutely perfect. Thank you. And they did it. And it was beautiful and a joy to hear and gorgeous to record. And I can't tell you the amount of times that I've listened to it. So look, if you're in a good place and you're happy, great, listen to this. It's going to elevate your mood. If you're not, or things aren't going too well, just listen to this and maybe for a few minutes, it'll just lift you out of there. Or save it for when you're feeling a bit shit. But I guarantee it will make you smile. And it's a bit of a way of an apology to you, because I know you expect an episode every week and we always deliver. And because we're always so honest with you, I had to tell you why we don't have an episode. But look, the stars aligned and this is a lovely moment. We were going to have nothing this week. I was having to drop you all a bloody email saying I haven't got anything for you, sorry. But this happened. So, yeah, I'm going to stop waffling. So as you'll hear next, it's me starting another intro, because it was going to be an intro to an episode, but because we don't have one,
yeah.
You've got two intros, but what comes after is gorgeous. So I really hope you enjoy it. I'm not going to do an outro. There's no point. So look, enjoy it. Yeah, and I'll see you next week for a proper full back to normal episode of the Two Shot Podcast. So until then, I've been Craig Parkinson. He's been producer Griff. And yeah, this is bloody Craig Parkinson again. Go on, Craig. Enjoy. Take care. How the devil are you? So this is a bit of a different intro this week. I was just in my hotel in Lincolnshire where I'm filming, and I bumped into a few people who were doing something, and it made me happy, so I thought I wanted to share it with you. Please take it away, the Boston Ukulele Group.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So pleasant, live this life of luxury.
absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. This is why I walk around with like a handheld recorder. The Boston Ukulele Group, thank you so much. Give yourself a round of applause.